Hey everybody, this is James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems and BikeJames.com. Welcome to another edition of the MTB Strength Coach Podcast. I'm joined by my friend Ryan Leach. Ryan, how's it going, buddy?
Yeah, always good to talk to you, James. I'm excited about chatting flat and clipless pedals.
Yeah, man. No, I'm glad to get you back on. It's funny, we've had a little pre-talk before the interview and already killed a good half an hour or so. So I'm sure we got some more info to talk about. But, just basically I wanted to get you back on. One, I want to thank you again for taking the time to, you know, do these interviews. And the first podcast that you did with me was really well received and got a lot of great feedback on it. And so I knew I wanted to get you on just in general. But there was something that, you know, kind of struck me when we were done doing the interview and we were just kind of chatting a little bit before we signed off, where I just mentioned about me being a really big advocate for flat pedals and the value that they have for riders and how a lot of riders are pushing the clipless pedals too soon. And you were actually kind of surprised by that, like, you know, that you're like, man, that, yeah, you know, flat pedals definitely make you a better rider. So I basically wanted to get you on and just kind of have you share, you know, your story. We were talking a little bit about it and, you know, share your story and your insights and just basically kind of get your opinion from one of the top, you know, trials riders and overall mountain bikers in the world, you know. What is the value of flat pedals and you know, how can riders kind of, you know, get more out of their riding by using them? So I'll kind of step back and let you kind of tell us your story and give us some advice.
Cool. Yeah. So by the sounds of it, my guess is that some mountain bikers have never experienced flat pedal riding. And that to me is, yeah, very surprising and unfortunate, because before you go and hire a skill teacher, flat pedals are probably going to be your best skill teacher that money can buy. You know, $50 for a pair of flat pedals, you're going to learn way more. So put it this way, I started with clipless pedals, racing cross country. I discovered trials riding, one of the most technical kinds of bike riding that there is. I started trying to learn trials with clipless pedals, and I thought that it was impossible to do any of the technical moves with flat pedals. And then I switched. I struggled for a month, and then my skills skyrocketed.
Nice.
So, yeah, if you want to learn proper technique in the most effective and efficient way, throw some flat pedals on and go play.
Yeah.
And that's just the beginning of it.
Yeah. No, I mean, you bring up a good point, because I think there are a lot of riders that haven't experienced flat pedals. I think probably one of the biggest problems is that people, when they think of flat pedals, they think of like these cheap plastic pedals and like their old pairs of tennis shoes and going out and their feet just slipping and sliding off of the pedals. So I guess just first and foremost, like, you can get, into flats pretty inexpensively and shoes and stuff. But, you know, for someone who's serious about really giving flats a good, honest effort, you know, what is your advice? Like, what should people look for in a flat pedal? I mean, do you have any particular brands? I mean, you know, completely, you know, I ride Deities. I hear Straight Lines are really good. You know, what do you look for overall? Like any particular brand suggestions as far as pedals and shoes, or just, like I said, I think a lot of times people get the wrong impression of flats because they're using like the cheapest option possible and not really giving them a good, honest, try.
Yeah, absolutely. As far as the sort of the techie kind of suggestions, there's, you know, most any bike shop is going to have some pretty good options for flats. So lots of good options out there. I won't get, you know, I don't really have too many opinions on which. Shoes, it's important, though, a little even more important that you find some some, yeah, bike specific flat fold shoes. So typically the kind that are both flipless and casual are going to have a sole that's too stiff most of the time for flat pedal riding. You want, yeah, a stiff sole, but there's got to be a little bit of flex to it, such that you get a good feel of the pedals. For me, I tend to go even more for trials riding. I like to have lots of sort of feel of the pedal, so I get a sole that's really soft. And longer day rider out for an all day mountain bike ride, you want it a little stiffer. Also, it can't be like a running shoe that's all knobby and gnarly on the bottom. Something that's got perhaps even sticky rubber on the bottom. Shimano makes some versions. That other 510, they make some good ones. So definitely invest a little bit in the shoe. I'd highly recommend that.
Yeah, that's something I guess I've experienced too. I think the shoe is probably the most important component. You know, I mean, obviously you can't go too cheap on the pedal, but I'd rather almost have like a mid-grade pedal and a really good shoe than a super high-end pedal and a, you know, mid-grade shoe that's not really made for flat pedals. I mean, would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And so another factor is most people listening to this is they're probably going to be a recreational rider. Maybe they're going to race a couple times a year, something like that, if that. But you're going out for a ride. You want to be comfortable. You know, say you got to get off your bike and climb up a steep little section of trail, maybe a steep rock or something. If you're on your clipless, high-tech clipless shoes, you're going to be slipping all over the place. Your feet are going to be like locked in. And for me, man, that just, I couldn't imagine going, you know, I go, you know, you live close to Moab. I've done lots of trips there. We go on all-day rides. We cover a hell of a distance. And I wouldn't even dream of locking my feet in to a clipless pedal shoe and clips. Having my feet free is key for a comfortable, happy day.
Yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt. So for riders who are, you know, they want to check out flat pedals, you know, give them a shot. I mean, do you have any sort of, you know, technique advice? I mean, just kind of, you know, from my very limited experience with clipless pedals, it seems that the foot position is different. You know, you naturally kind of find a different foot position on flats versus clipless pedals. Just, you know, as far as like keeping your feet from bouncing off. I mean, do you have any sort of just kind of general advice on helping people kind of transition? Because it is a different technique. I think that's another mistake that riders make is they try to apply the same foot position and technique to flats that clipless forces them into. So
yes.
What's some of the advice you got in that area?
Cool, James. Yeah, so the first thing that comes to mind is that you gotta give it at least a month. So when you make the switch, don't make the decision on whether you are a believer in flats in the first few rides. You got to stick it out for a month or two, and then, holy, then your riding is going to be really, technique's going to be taken off, both technically skilled, your pedal style, pedal stroke style, and the whole works. So time, invest, commit to the time. It's like a workout program. You're not going to notice the benefits after the first few workouts. It's going to kind of suck, actually.
Yeah, but the first couple workouts are usually the worst, so.
Yeah, so if you stick with it, man, the results will come.
Yeah.
So there's just a little trust there. So trust me on that one. The other thing is that typically on clipless pedals, you're a little closer to your toes over the axle, so your foot position might come forward a little bit, so you're a little more, not centered over the axle, but there's more of a stable kind of foot position in relation to the axles. There's not as much kind of ankle hinge and torque because you slid forward a little bit, so you can take a little more impact, a little more efficiently. And typically, there's some freedom there. Your feet are going to kind of sideways, going to find the most comfortable position for your knees and for your, you know, your alignment. So that's another bonus with the flats, to find naturally, even without thinking about it, a position that's going to be most serving your alignment.
Yeah, just kind of able to listen to your body and let it kind of find the right foot position there. You know, it's actually interesting. I did an interview with a bike fit guy out of Vegas a few weeks back, and he pointed out that the mistake that was made with clipless pedals was looking at how the foot pushes off during running. And so, you know, they place the cleat based on where the foot pushes off when you're running. But the difference is that when you're running, you're propelling your center of gravity forward. When you're pedaling, you're not. It's more like a deadlift or a squat, you know, and you never want to get on your toes and push through your toes when you're deadlifting or squatting, because that's horrible for your knees. And so I think what you're pointing out, that you naturally find more of a midfoot position when you're on flats, because your body recognizes this isn't running. I'm not propelling my center of gravity forward. I'm pushing these pedals down. And so, you know, trying to find that more midfoot so it can apply force more evenly through the foot instead of through the toes. But that was really interesting, because I'd never heard that before. And when he explained it, it clicked. And I was like, well, yeah, exactly. Like, I know when I teach deadlifts and swings, like, I'm not telling people to push through their toes. I'm telling them to actually keep their weight a little bit back on their heels and push through the whole foot, which
yeah,
is...
Yeah, if anything, lifting your toes just to find that.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, I know you do, you know, with your, you know, yoga practice that you do, I mean, is that, you know, do you have any, you know, we're talking a little bit, and I'm maybe just kind of throwing something out there. I don't even, you know, we didn't even talk about this beforehand, but it's something I'm curious about. You know, we were talking about how when you, you know, you try to work with people and explain how things should feel through some of the movements that they do, you know, through your ride and reach program, and how that should apply to the bike. I mean, are there some tips and things that you use for, you know, balance on the foot and staying stable on the foot that you teach through your yoga that you feel have some benefit on the bike as far as teaching a stable foot position?
Mm. Yeah, well, in yoga, we're always exploring sort of the edges of the sole. Kind of, you might roll to the outside, to the toes, and then the inside of the sole, up on the heels, just getting a real good feel for the mat, and just using the entire sort of all tips of the toes, the whole thing, just to grab the mat. Especially when you're doing one leg balance postures in yoga, you know, your ankles working, a little moving side to side, the stability in your ankles getting heightened, and all those movements are happening. Those stabilizing movements are happening automatically. It's the same kind of thing on the pedal. You know, I often will get riders to explore what that feels like when they're on flat pedals, to lean to the outside of the edges of their feet on the pedal, and then to the inside a little bit. Feel, you know, really exaggerate some of the position, see what it does to the bike. Doing it once on one side of the bike, once on the other, together, and then getting also one foot right off the pedal, see how that affects the balance. Because in reality, when I'm riding a technical line, my feet are so active, like, I'm going to be rolling the inside of my sole right off the pedal when I need to get a little, you know, just to refine my balance when it needs to, and that'll help me continue and keep riding instead of having to put my foot down. My foot's flying right off the pedal. You know, there's tons of movement happening all the time, and my feet are free to adjust to some pretty extreme positions in order to maintain my balance moving forward.
Nice, nice. So what you're saying is restricting foot position can actually decrease your balance on the trail.
Oh, that's my experience big time, especially when you get riding. Like, there's no way I could ride a chain or a railing with clipless pedals. That would just be a recipe for disaster.
yeah. Nice, man. That's good advice. That's good advice. Actually, something I hadn't really actually. I'm hearing you talk, and I know, because I'm. I think it was probably watching you and some of the cranked videos, and I was like, dude, I want to be like that guy. And so, like, I really got into riding skinnies. And, you know, I really find, you know, I'm thinking about, I'm listening to you say that, and I'm like, man, I totally know what you're saying. Like, the foot is so active when you're trying to balance and maintain balance and on a technical line that, you know, if my foot was just locked into place, I mean, I would just, you know, fall over. So, yeah, really, really interesting to hear you point some of that stuff out there. I guess the other thing that really blows people's minds is bunny hopping on flat pedals. You know, so many riders get used to just lifting their bike up, you know, lifting the handlebars up and then pulling the pedals up with their clipless pedals. And there's definitely a different technique to bunny hopping on flat. So, again, I know without, you know, the benefit of video and people being able to see it. But I guess you have some YouTube videos and stuff that people can probably check out and kind of see what you're about to talk about. But what's the difference in technique? Like, what is, you know, how do you manipulate your bike in such a way as to cause both tires to leave the ground at the same time and your feet remain in contact with the pedals without clipless?
Okay, so the key distinction I want to make here is the difference between a level lift and hop or the bunny hop. So a level lift or a hop, what I call a hop, is when both tires leave the ground at the same time.
Yeah.
In order to clear whatever obstacle it is on the ground. So if you think about it, you've got a small log on the trail. Clipless pedal riders typically would try to lift both tires up off the, when the front tire approach, lift both to yank the bike up into the air, both pedals come up, and then the bike's got to travel a full bike length and a half in the air in order to clear the obstacle. Whereas in the bunny hop, as the front wheel approaches, the front wheel comes off the ground, you're riding the rear wheel for just a moment, and then when the rear wheel approaches, it pops up, and then you land on the other side of the log. So that's a bunny hop, when the front tire comes up first, and then the rear tire.
Okay.
So there's the distinction between those two. Clipless pedal riders typically learn how to do the hop, yanking the bike up both tires at the same time. The bunny hop is, yeah, you can do a hop and a bunny hop on flat pedals, no problem. And if you learn how to do the bunny hop on clipless pedals, front rear wheel, it's gonna look terrible. It's gonna look ugly, unsmooth, uncoordinated. So you gotta learn how to do. You have to learn how to bunny hop with flat pedals, and then if you want, transfer it to your clipless pedal riding. But learn on flat pedals, because you're gonna learn it so effectively and efficiently. The best bunny hoppers in the world are flat pedal riders.
I know, man. That's the thing that just, it always makes me laugh when people say that, because I'm like, do you guys watch trials riders? Like, I mean, they're the most technically skilled riders in the world, and they wear flats. So, I mean, just logically, that whole argument makes absolutely no sense. You know, that you can't keep your feet on the pedals there with bunny hopping. So, so cool. So, well, excellent. I'm trying to think if there's anything else, like I said, we didn't really, we kind of just started this interview and just wanted to kind of see where it went. We didn't really have a whole list of subjects and stuff. So, I mean, is there anything else kind of popping into your mind or anything you kind of want to share with people?
Well, just, you know, to flat pedals, it's just, yeah, you know, it's no big deal. You don't have to take it so seriously going out to the trail, you know, kind of sets the mood a little bit, flat pedals, you know, going out for a fun ride recreationally with your buddies, you know. How much are you gaining by wearing clipless pedals? How much speed, how much, you know, faster are you going to be than your buddies if you ride clipless pedals compared to flats? I think the positives recreationally are so much higher for flat pedals compared to clips.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend committing to the flat pedal program 1 month. We should even start a petition, James. Let's do that. Let's sign people up, the 1 month flat pedal challenge.
Yeah, man. No, that sounds...
And we'll create some believers, man.
No, for sure. I mean, that's the funny thing is when I actually get people who take me up on that challenge, and I mean, I've got countless emails from people who are like, they're just blown away, you know, that they, you know, they tried flats and they're like, wow, I never realized like how much fun they are. I guess that's the word that keeps getting used a lot when people switch to flats is fun. And I'm like, man, that's what riding is supposed to be about is fun.
Yeah, exactly. So that, again, just going out recreationally, you want to go have fun. You know, you don't have to be so serious. You don't have to pretend you're racing pro.
Right. Yeah. We got people who want to finish top 20 in Cat 2 and they're just like so dead serious about it. You know, it's like, man, chill out. It's, you know, have some fun there. Well, I guess I guess one more question did pop into my mind. And, you know, I think one of the biggest, you know, travesties in the whole mountain bike industry is how new riders are pushing the clipless pedals so fast. You know, like I was telling you, I mean, people are literally told, you know, well, you're not a serious mountain biker unless you wear clipless pedals. And, you know, we got riders who don't know how to even brake and shift who are being sold clipless pedals, you know, by, you know, most bike shops that I know are like pushing people into flats. Or, I mean, flats are pushing people into clipless pretty quickly. So, I mean, for those riders, you know, again, if you want to try clipless pedals, I mean, you know, again, like I don't think Ryan or I are, you know, saying like, you know, if you ride clipless pedals, you're a bad person. But what are some basic benchmarks, skill wise or whatever, that you would advise people to look for before they start considering moving into clipless pedals?
Well, yeah, really across the board, the whole works. I mean, a mountain bike leaving the bike shop, especially for a beginner rider, it's tragic to see it leave with clipless pedals on, just tragic. So the clipless pedals, it's, you know, you're going to develop the finesse in technical climbing that you need, bumpy climbing. You're going to learn how to so effectively climb with flat pedals. And that effectiveness, you know, instead of yanking on the pedals to make it up the climb up and down, and hoping for the best, you're forced to get intimate with the ground that you're riding and learn the ground that you're riding, such that you're, you know, when you do decide to switch to clips, if you need to decide to switch to clips because you're going to go race, or, you know, maybe you're going to race downhill. It's a really rough course, but you're only racing downhill because you've invested the time in flat pedals, so you've got your technique style. So, I mean, basically, yeah, across the board, all skills, have a good competence level across the technical skill board before switching to flat or clipless.
Yeah, nice, nice.
That's my suggestion.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It's funny. I don't know if I told you my story. I've shared it a couple times, but I'll share it again. But I was in that same boat. I got my first mountain bike. You know, was pushed onto clipless pedals very quickly. In fact, I got sold a pair of the, you know, the dual ones, the old Shimano, you know, had the flat cage around it and the clipless pedal thing. And I was just wearing a pair of tennis shoes actually that happened to have a little cutout in it that fit over the clipless pedal thing. So it actually worked, and I would ride that on the trail, and I had these clipless pedal shoes that I would put on from time to time and ride around in on the street. And I literally pulled up to a stop sign and did the old proverbial couldn't get unclipped and fell over on the side. And, you know, a car drove by and some dudes laughed at me. And I was like, screw this, man. And I thought, I was like, I'm going to kill myself on the trail. I was like, I learned to ride in Santa Barbara, which is like, you know, really steep, rough, technical, rocky trails. And I'm like, man, if I am going to fall over at a stop sign when I knew that I was stopping and I had to get unclipped, you know, I'm going to die on the trail. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to put on some flats. And when I am riding and I get to the point where I feel like that guy there is better than me because he's in clipless pedals and I'm in flats, then I'll switch to clipless pedals. I've been riding for over 12 years and I'm still waiting for that day. So, you know, that's, I think that advice that you gave is so good that, you know, you should be able to, you know, develop your riding skills, gain some basic competency on flats. And I think a lot of people will be shocked and realize, like, maybe I don't really need clipless pedals. Like, once you develop that competency on flats, all of a sudden the clipless pedals don't seem as appealing as they did when you were brand new, and they're making up for the fact that you don't know how to keep your feet on the pedals, that you don't know how to have a smooth pedal stroke, you don't know how to, you know, do some of these things. So, no, I think that's... I completely agree with you, man. Like I said, it's just good to hear a rider of your caliber and your skill, you know, kind of agree with that advice and you know, give that advice. So so that's awesome, man. I think that's good stuff. So, well, cool, man. Well, I think that's all the questions I had for you. I think that's some really good advice for people. And, you know, again, really appreciate you sharing your thoughts on clipless pedals and some of the advice you have for people who want to, you know, check it out. And we'll look into that, the 30-day clipless commitment, or, you know, flat pedal commitment petition thing, and see if we can get some riders to try it out. But, well, good, man. Well, I guess... I just wanted to plug real quick. I know you're working on a project that might be released at some point this year. You want to kind of share a little bit of that with the riders and get some people kind of hyped up on what you might have coming out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, again, it's one of these things that can make you a better rider. And for me, I'm a yoga instructor and big believer in yoga to prolong not only your riding careers, but make your riding experience just, again, that much more enjoyable, and your post-ride experience also not as painful as it could be. So yeah, I'm coming out with a Yoga for Cyclists DVD, so that's coming up this year, and yeah, we'll, you know, James and I, I'm looking forward to staying in touch with him. We might get a couple little sneak peeks and teasers going, and nice. We got a few ideas coming down the line to collaborate with strength training and yoga as well. Those are pretty key complementary cross training endeavors. So
definitely,
it all works together.
Definitely,
it
man. Works well,
together, so
I'm personally very excited to check out your DVD and see what you got. So. And I know, you know, a lot of people listening to the podcast will be excited to check it out as well. And like you said, maybe we can get a little sneak peek thing here and there on the blog and kind of share some of the things that people can expect from it. But, that's awesome. But, you know, before we sign off, Ryan, if anybody wants to, you know, get in touch with you, you know, how can they check you out, more about what you do and what you offer and yeah, just, you know, get a hold of you.
Yeah, no, thanks a lot, James. So, yeah, website's ryanleach.com. ech.com. That's ECH. And I'm a pro mountain biker, so I'm doing primarily media stuff for my sponsors. I do a school program. It's called Trials of Life. So speaking at middle and high school age students. Yoga, I'm a teacher, so I do mountain bike and yoga retreats. So you can check out my site for locations and dates. So really exploring the connection between the yoga and mountain bike experience. And then finally, I'm a professional integral coach. So your riding experience can be greatly improved if the rest of your life is in working order. And we all got a lot of suppressed junk that is often contributing behind our backs to a lot of pain and suffering. So that inner world, navigating it, is sometimes trickier and in need of another person to collaborate with. So I'm on call for that. It's a rich experience. So yeah, I appreciate the chance to give these plugs, James. And maybe work with some of you folks in the future.
Yeah. No, definitely, man. Like I said, I really, really like what you're doing, and any chance I get to promote a fellow like-minded coach in the mountain bike industry, I'm more than happy to take. So, you know, like I said, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to, you know, do these podcasts and share some of your info with the listeners. So I'm sure we'll be doing some more in the future. So yeah, man, well thanks again for joining us.
And have fun out there on those flat pedals, folks.
Yeah, buddy. All right. Well, once again, it's been James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems. You guys can check me out on the web at bikejames.com. You can also check out the MTB Strength Coach podcast on iTunes. Be sure to pop on over there and write a little review and rating there. Definitely appreciate that. But, yeah, so I'll talk to everybody next time.